This Chazar Zeichen Neshabach Chesed Shalom, Rabbi Yehuda Masechet Nazir Daf Lamed Vav. Zakat Gemar, Rabbi Vav, in the name of Yechon, said, regarding all Yisurim in the Torah, the permitted item does not combine with the prohibited item to reach the minimum required amount needed for liability, except regarding Nazir, where the Pasuk says Mishras, which teaches that even a permitted thing infused with Isser is Aser. For example, bread soaked in wine, if the wine and bread together make up a Kazayas, he's Chayiv. Ze'iri said that the combination principle also applies regarding the issur to burn chametz on the mizbech. If someone burns a kezayis on the mizbech, and the kezayis is a combination of chametz and matzah, he would be chayev. In fact, Ze'iri must hold like Rabbi Elazar, who says that the use of the word kol teaches that even mixtures are included in the issur, meaning and the word kol is used regarding burning chametz on the mizbeach, and therefore it includes mixtures including the issur as well. If so, why doesn't Ze'iri say that the same halacha applies regarding eating chametz, where the pasuk also uses the word kol, and say therefore that if you eat the kezayis of chametz and matzah on Pesach, you should be chayiv? Mar says he actually does hold that way regarding eating chametz as well. The reason he only said his halacha regarding burning the chametz on the mizbeach was to exclude the view of Abaye, who says that one would be chayiv for burning even less than a kezayis in total on the mizbeach. In fact, Rav Dima repeated the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and Abaye asked, a Mishnah says that if a tful yoy, meaning a person who needs sunset to become tar, and he can make truma tameh but can't make chulin tameh, if such a person touches a thick mixture where the grain is chulin but it's spiced with truma spices, the area that's touched becomes tameh. Rabbi Baruch Hanan and Rabbi Yechon explain the reason it becomes tameh is because a non-koyan who eats a kezayis would get malchus. Now, to give him malchus for eating a kezayis when only the spices are truma must mean that we hold that chulin is combined to the truma to reach the amount of the kezayis, that's the size that's needed for Isser. Rav Dimi answered, Rabbi Yochanan means that he would get malchus if he ate enough so that he would eat a kezayis of actual truma spices, bechateachilis pras, but not that the chulin combines to the truma. Abaye asked, that means that you, Rav Dimi, hold that kedeachilis pras is a concept which with a foundation in deraisa? If so, why did the Rabbanan argue and say that one is not chayiv for eating kutach, which is a dip that has chametz on Pesach? One can eat enough kutach to have eaten the kezayis of chametz bechateachilis pras. And for the Gemara, since it's a dip, it cannot be eaten quickly enough to have a kezayis of chametz in that time frame. If he just gulps it down, that would be considered an abnormal act and would not be considered an act of actual eating. It would not be an achila, and therefore you would not be chayiv for that. Abaye asked, a braisa says, if there are two spice mortars, one that has chulin and one that has truma, and there are two pots next to them, one that has chulin and one that has truma, and the spices fell into the pots, but we don't know which spices fell into which pot. So they're both mutter, meaning they retain their previous status as chulin or truma, because we say that the truma spices fell into the truma pot, and the chulin spices fell into the chulin pot. Now, if you're correct that kedei achilas pras is deraisa, how can we be so lenient to make that assumption? And for the Gemara of Dimi said, the other alternative would be to say that the reason for this is that chulin combines to the truma. However, even if that is the reason, it still does not explain how we can make this assumption that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. Rather, we have to say that the reason we're makel is because the truma obligation on spices is only the rabbanon. Therefore, it may be that the concept of kedei achilas pras is deraisa, and the reason we're makel is because the truma obligation is a derabbanonic obligation. Abaye asked, Abraisa says, if there are two boxes, one containing grain of truma and one containing grain of chulin, and there are two sa'o-sized containers in front of them, one containing grain of truma and one containing grain of chulin, and the containers fell into the boxes, we say that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. Abaye said, according to me, that the reason for this is based on the fact that the permitted combines with the prohibited. So the reason we're makel here is that there's a lot more chulin than the truma that may have fallen into it, and because of that, we would not say that the chulin combines with the truma in such a case. However, according to you, who says the logic of kedei achilas pras, should be no difference if the amount of chulin is severely greater than the truma. Rav Dimi answered, kedei achilas pras is a deraisa concept. However, the reason we're makel in this braisa is because it's discussing truma in today's times, and truma in today's times is only derabbanon. Therefore, we're discussing an overall derabbanon, which is why we can be makel.